This English language podcast provides listeners with an insight into Japan. You will find many interesting stories from this behind-the-scenes series. Behind the Scenes. Fad for figurines spawned by otaku culture. Foreign student, hereinafter FS. I heard that figurines are very popular in Japan. What exactly are they? Teacher, hereinafter T. There's a tendency to confuse this with figure skating, which is also popular in Japan. But essentially, this refers to dolls made to resemble characters from manga, anime, and video games. Figurines of animals or food, as well as original creations by individual artists and private companies, are also sold. Clothes and other items worn by ordinary dolls are usually made from different materials than that which is used for the body. But figurines are only made from the one material. This includes their hair and clothes. These detailed figurines have become collectible objects. FS, what kind of person is interested in figurines? T. Sources of information, such as statistics and the like, are scant. However, it is said that the majority of figurine fans are men in their later teens, 20s, and early 30s. It seems that one type in particular, that is, figurines of beautiful young girls, send young men crazy. With their cute looks and sexy bodies, they pose in daring outfits. Some people take the view that figurines of beautiful girls have the same cute appeal as Japanese pop singers and fashions. FS. How did figurine culture develop? T. It might be said that the Japanese are predisposed to appreciate figurines. The production of clay figures in Japan dates back to more than 10,000 years ago. There's also the tradition of displaying dolls on the day of the Hinamatsuri, Dolls Festival. However, it's not exaggeration to say that the current fad sprang from otaku culture. FS, what does otaku mean? T. In the 1980s, young people fond of anime and manga were known as otaku, and they were generally perceived as being rather gloomy and awkward with others. Because so many electronic goods are sold there, Akihabara has long been known as Electric Town. But, in line with the proliferation of the personal computer and the popularity of anime, it has become a mecca for otaku crazy about anime characters. Because of their in-depth knowledge in their chosen field of interest, otaku are now viewed as being essential to the future of pop culture. FS. How popular are figurines at present? T. Recent events have been a huge hit, with approximately 50,000 people attending at a time. Besides specialty shops, figurines can be purchased online. Vending machines selling reasonably priced miniature figurines in capsules can be found in a variety of different locations. FS, what do you think the future holds for figurine products? T. While specialist art schools do run courses in molding techniques, these days more and more figurine production courses are offered at specialist anime and manga schools. Figurine creators have now gained a reputation as mold artists. Combining traditional craftsmanship and technologically advanced tools, it's thought that the renown of their work is set to spread around the world. This is drawn from the sound archives of Hiragana Times digital version, for which both language and texts are skillfully arranged for students of the Japanese language. For a monthly fee of 500 yen, subscribers to the digital version of Hiragana Times Magazine can gain access to new entertaining and educational content, as well as to the magazine's back issues. For more information, check hiraganatimes.com.